plate a potential nugget.
Going back to being a strategy consultant, it's often about helping organizations making tough choices or seeing clearly through tough situations where there are trade-offs involved. In your journey, Rajat, as you take stock, what are the choices you're proud of and what are the choices that you wish you'd made differently?
Well, I would say the choices that I'm proud of is actually seeing my role as a business leader in a broader sense and broaden the aperture of that contribution, saying that, you know, business works with the permission of society. It's an obligation we have to help solve some of the most important problems in society. And making an interpretation of that role as a business leader, saying this is also the responsibility of a business leader to become the chairman of the Global Fund for AIDS, Malaria, and Tuberculosis, to take an example. I'm not a public health specialist. I don't know many of the issues that are involved in it, but I have a certain set of skills which are very important in solving those problems. And I bring that expertise combined with other technical expertise that was needed to solve that problem. So you expand the, broaden the role. And when you're off from a, you know, kind of a consuming full-time job like being head of McKinsey, then you can do a lot of broader things and make a contribution. So I'm proud of that choice. Now, probably took it to an extreme and did too many things, but by and large, and the impact, if I look at the long-term impact of, let's say, leading McKinsey for 9 years versus creating Public Health Foundation of India or becoming or being a founding board member and chairman of the Global Fund to creating PHFI and ISB, I don't know which I would put in terms of lasting impact. I mean, others can judge, but I'm very proud of creating ISB, for example. I mean, it just crossed 10,000 alumni in a short period of time. And those are future business leaders in this country and globally.
And the other side, Rajat, choices that you wish you'd made differently?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that first have to do with sort of learning to say no in certain situations. The other choices is, of course, being much more careful on who you associate with. I generally trusted everybody. And clearly, in this last episode, I should have known better and not trusted some people that I did. I would also say that the very idea of one choice I debate, I don't know whether it's right or wrong. I mean, and I won't say what they are, but I had opportunities that were in the area of making broader social impact, but they would have to be singular. I mean, they were full-time jobs. And they were very meaningful jobs, and I decided not to take them because I thought the portfolio approach of, you know, having a little bit in business, for example, I had founded a private equity firm. I only spent, you know, part of my time there. And then I was doing these other things that I've talked about, that a portfolio approach would be more sensible for me at that stage, which I was in around 60, you know. But I'm not sure. I mean, it could have been that I should have, much like as I did in McKinsey and had a singular job, although I did a few other things, but I could have taken the same approach and taken a position that was actually, you know, with a possibility of huge impact, primarily in the social field, and still being able to do a few things. But
sure.
But I didn't do that.
Sure.
Thank you for listening. For more content organized by playlists and sub-themes, please visit the curated playlist section at playtopotential.com. For listening offline, you can also find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, JioSaavn, and most of the podcast platforms. Do rate and review on the platform where you consume the content if you find it of value. It will help others discover it.